a disappointing day for you in the UCD Bowl?
Yeah, well, you could, I suppose you could call it disappointing, but at the end of the day, you know, we're coming up here to play against a Premiership a team in the League of Ireland, and I'm very happy with the way we played, the way we acquitted ourselves, but I'm just not happy with, I suppose it was a refereeing decision that changed the game, and then to concede two very, very bad individual mistakes, which, that was disappointing, but as far as play is concerned, I was very happy.
During the week you mentioned your strategy was to keep things very, very tight for the first opening half. You succeeded in doing that, and you got a goal from BJ on the 22nd minute.
Yeah, well, that really set us up. We were playing very, very well in the first half. You know, we were under pressure at times as well, but we were always a threat on the counter-attack. Mm. We got a very good goal by BJ Banda. So, you know, coming in at half-time, we felt, you know, we're and with a chance here, and unfortunately things just went against us in the second half.
And do you feel it might have been just you're just back for a couple of sessions beforehand, a little bit unfair, I suppose, get into that game, not a lot of work done with the lads?
Yeah, well, that's true. I'm not running the lads down or anything like that. Yeah. I mean, they did very, very well with the training sessions that we have done and the pre-seasons that we've played. But it's a different standard when you play against Premiership clubs, and you know it's the FAI Cup. I think they missed a trick, you know, by not allowing a draw and trying to take teams back to Letherkenny the way we did before.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's fair to junior intermediate teams. But you know that decision has been made, and it maybe took a little bit away from the likes of us, because we would definitely have been good enough to get a draw. But you know, when you do go behind, you have no option but to throw the kitchen sink at it, and that's what we had to do.
Obviously, they went 3-1 up, and you just got another goal back, so it just kept it very interesting towards, I think it was in the 70th minute you got the second goal, Eamon.
Yeah, that's what was the most disappointing part of it. We just conceded two awful goals, two terrible mistakes, then to go down the field and score, it put us right back in it. But look, that's football, we have to take the good with the bad, and I suppose what really told in the end was the superior fitness of the UCD team.
Well, look, all eyes ahead for the season ahead, I should say. And look, Eamon, a long journey back from Dublin, but you can hold your head high.
Yeah, well, I'm very happy with the way we played, and very happy with the way we played against such good opposition. And maybe had we been a little bit fitter, we might have had a different result. But look, as you said, it's a good season to look forward to, and I'm really looking forward to it.